This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا. تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we were in the discussion of paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced to us here the bounties of paradise, and the discussion continues. In verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا. In Jannah, they will not hear any futile discussion. There will be no utterance of any form of nonsense. There will be no obscene language. There will be no form of unpleasant communication. At times you could be enjoying the best of comforts and it could be compromised by some uncouth behavior. Sometimes you could be flying, or you're in a hotel, or you're busy dining, and adjacent to you are other travelers or people dining close by. And unfortunately, there's vulgar. Sometimes on a flight, a domestic flight, and a person just behind you is just going away and it's absolute vulgar. And at times you would even rotate your head to kind of indicate or gesture to him with a slight frown on your forelock to say that this is just unbecoming. And unfortunately, swearing like a sailor, as they would say, the vulgar just persists and continues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. Those for whom goodness has been decreed, they will not hear any of the pain and the agony and the screaming and the yelling of the occupants of hell, because surely this will compromise their happiness. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا. They will not hear any futile talk. إِلَّا سَلَامًا. Yes, they will hear greetings, peaceful blessings, salutations, and every type of salutations. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. The angels will enter from every door. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Congratulations for you on your perseverance. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Blessed indeed is the abode of Akhirah. And of course, the pinnacle, the euphoria, the excitement, the jubilation would be when they will be crowned and privileged with greetings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate individuals. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ فِي عَيْشِهِمْ وَسُرُورِهِمْ وَأَرْزَاقُهُمْ تَجْرِي عَلَيْهِمْ وَتُقْسَمُوا. The poet sketches the image of the dwellers of Jannah. They will be walking, they will be merrymaking. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. What happens typically the night before the wedding? And then they want to, you know what, do something to the bride or something to the groom, and they're going to surprise him, and they're going to shower him with powder, or then there's going to, you know what, do some crazy and hilarious things, and it's just part of the so-called excitement. And often, unfortunately, people overstep the mark. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. So they will be sitting together. There's a glass, there's a goblet, there's a vessel. يَتَنَازَعُونَ, mutually snatching it from each other. لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. But in this, it will be pure merrymaking, celebrating, enjoying, indulging. And وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ. The young lads of Jannah will be walking around, which the Quran says they will be young and they will remain young. لُؤْلُؤٌ, they will be like pearls and diamonds. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. Like scattered pearls. And in Madarik al-Tanzeel, Alama al-Nasafi says that pearls have their own beauty, but when they scattered, it enhances the beauty. So فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ فِي عَيْشِهِمْ وَسُرُورِهِمْ وَأَرْزَاقُهُمْ تَجْرِي عَلَيْهِمْ وَتُقْسَمُوا. إذا هم بنور ساطع أشرقت له بأقطارها الجنات لا يتوهموا. Suddenly there will be this blinding light, there will be this luminous light, there will be this brightness and this effulgence that will grip the entire paradise. تَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ جَهْرًا تَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ جَهْرًا فَيَضْحَكُ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ ثُمَّ يُكَلِّمُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil His countenance to the occupants of paradise, which would be the pinnacle of ecstasy. The euphoria of that moment is simply indescribable. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Greetings from Allah Himself. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. And Allah Himself invites you to paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yasma'una fiha lagwan illa salama. They will not hear any nonsense. Of course, in hell, may Allah protect us. In addition to the pain, the affliction, the agony, there will be this mutual blaming, there will be this accusing of each other. As the Quran says, يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ, directing the word to each other. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. The weak ones will say to the mighty and the arrogant ones, it's because of you people we are in hell. And what else would they say? رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَ فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, this man misled me, so give him a double punishment. رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. Oh Allah, curse this man. Oh Allah, destroy this man. And then you'll have the devil that's coming with his disclaimer. And his disclaimer will be as follows, that listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited you and I invited you. So you had two invitations, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You opted for my invite over the invitation of Allah. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourself. Now when people want to vent their rage and their anger, and the devil is just walking away from the equation scot-free, like, I'm not liable, I'm not responsible, deal with it yourself. So in hell, may Allah protect us, may Allah protect us. In addition to the pain and the agony and the misery, would be this arguments, this frustration, this accusation that will go back and forth. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Surely this is an absolute reality, the mutual arguments of the occupants of hell. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوَى. Verse 62 of chapter 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the dwellers of paradise will not hear any nonsense. إِلَّا سَلَامَ. It will just complement the ambience, greetings, peaceful, salutations, acknowledgements, compliments, طِبْتُمْ, 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 congratulations, wow, amazing, awesome. أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضِ. Oh, all praise belongs to Allah, who delivered on His promise. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. We can merrily and freely walk around in paradise. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Great indeed is the compensation for those who toiled. وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا. And they will receive their sustenance, وَلَهُمْ, and for them, رِزْقُهُمْ, their sustenance, فِيهَا, in it, بُكْرَةً, in the morning, عَشِيَّا, in the evening. So there are a few things to understand in this context. What is meant by receiving their sustenance morning and evening? Firstly, we need to know that the Quran is quite clear that there is no worldly concept of night and day. لا يرون فيها شمسا. They will not see the sun there. ولا زمهريرا. زمهريرا, some, according to Jalalain, it means the moon. Others say cold. So there's difference of opinion on the translation of Zamharira. But this is definite, that there won't be the daily muta'aruf meaning of morning and night. Other scholars say that there will be a different way of understanding the concept of evening and morning. Not like sun rising and sun setting, because that will not happen there. While many scholars argue, morning and evening does not denote literally morning and literally evening, but it is a figurative expression of dawam, that they will receive their sustenance at all times. So by way of example, you say, I am at his place in and out. I'm there morning and evening. So it's not literally in the morning and it's not literally in and out, meaning you there all the time, every second. I speak to him practically every minute, every day. Now, you don't literally and practically speak to him, but it's a figurative expression of intense relationship. Meaning whenever they would want their food or they would desire for anything, they would have it, yes. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ The bird of your choice. You feeling for ostrich, you feeling for a quail, you feeling for a chicken, you feeling for any other bird. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ The first verse speaks of fruit. Sorry, the first verse speaks about fruit. The second is وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ And any bird that you're feeling for, immediately it would be presented to you. Whether you want it mashwi in a barbecue style or you want it cooked, it would be presented to you. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا An abundance of fruit. لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ Not limited to a season or not restricted to a quantity. وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ And the fruit of both the gardens would be closed. So easy access to it. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبَرَقٍ They will be reclining on couches, the lining, bata'in. Now generally the external is of a superior quality and the internal is of an inferior quality. You would find many people will attire themselves with a very elegant suit, but inside probably his inner garment might be torn or even his sock might be torn, but his shoe is a very branded shoe. Here the inner, the lining of the couches would be of silk. So if that's the lining, then you can apply in your mind how amazing and how awesome the external will be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا It comes in the hadith that whenever a person goes to the masjid, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلَهُ كُلَّمَا غَدَى أَوْ رَاحَ When a person goes in the morning and the evening for the Fajr prayer, for the evening prayer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares his nuzul. Nuzul in Arabic refers to the food or the starters with which you welcome a guest, with which you welcome. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ So when you welcome someone, just, you know, you can munch on some nuts here, there's some dates here, there's some zamzam here. People will have different type of edibles just at the entrance hall before you formally make yourself into the dining area. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا إِلَّا سَلَامًا وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا Verse 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا Now, تِلْكَ, those who know Arabic, basic, simple, is used to reference something remote or to reference something close, but to elevate and impress its significance. So by way of example, the very second chapter of the Quran in the very opening, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب ذَلِكَ Allah says, that book. And in the Hasha of Jalalain, it is mentioned, Ya Dhalika comes for ta'zeem, to impress the greatness of this book. That book. Tilka al-Jannah, tilka al-Jannah, tilka al-Daru al-Akhiratu naj'aluha lil-ladhina la yuriduna uluwan fil-ardi. Tilka al-Jannah, that paradise, nurithu min ibadina man kana taqiyya. This Jannah is for our bondsmen, who possess taqwa, they will inherit it. Allah uses the expression of inheritance. Those of our bondsmen, our servants, our bondswomen who possess taqwa, they will inherit it. Why has Allah referenced entry into paradise with the term inheritance? Awratha yurithu irath, and the scholars tell us, because inheritance is the strongest form of ownership with which you transfer anything. One is I gift you something, one is you purchase something, and one is you inherit. Surely the only way you can cancel that inheritance is if the dead man becomes alive. And that's obviously not going to happen. لا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. إن الذين كفروا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who died as disbelievers, the doors of paradise will not be open for them, and they will not enter paradise until a camel enters through the eye of a needle, which we know cannot happen. Hence, the doors of Jannah will not be open for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those fortunate people who die with iman. We simply cannot sigh with relief, my brother and my sister. The examination is still active and our results have not come out. So we cannot rejoice. We simply cannot rejoice. Okay, so Allah says, this paradise, our bondsmen who possess taqwa, they will inherit it. Meaning, once they've been given this Jannah, permanently it is yours. تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Verse 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. So there was a slight pause in Revelation, just a backdrop to verse 64. There was a slight pause in Revelation. Some of the disbelievers passed a remark and made a comment. وَدَّعَهُ رَبُّهُ. It looks like his Lord has forsaken him. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. After a period of time, after an interval, revelation came down. This verse, likewise Surah Al-Dhuha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord has not forsaken you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in certain narrations, it appears that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, زُرْنَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا تَزُورُنَا. Oh, Jibreel, visit us more frequently. Visit us more frequently. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Jibreel to reply to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the following manner. And this was revealed in the Quran. And that is the opinion adopted in Tafsir Uthmani as well. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. That Jibreel is saying, and this is what Allah had inspired Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to say, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We only descend, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the decree of your Lord. So it's not at my discretion. And here again, it's another reflection. As great, as huge as Jibreel alayhi salam was, he only had power in the area in which Allah had given him power. So he could traverse the skies to the earth in a second with revelation. But Jibreel alayhi salam could not remove the soul or blow the soul without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that was outside his domain. He was not. He couldn't send down a droplet of rain, or he could not stop rain, because this was not in his control. And I think we also need to remind ourselves that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something easy for us, then we need to be humble in that particular expertise that Allah has given to us. If somebody has been blessed with a particular skill, as a sister, mashallah, Allah has blessed you with baking. Now another sister asks you how to bake. Oh, it's easy, man. You know what? You just put so much flour, you just put so much eggs, and you just pop it in the oven. No, it's not so easy. It's easy for you. It's not easy for her. Allah has blessed you with the ability of oratory. How do I conquer my fears, and how do I do public speaking? It's easy, man. You must just be casual. You mustn't be afraid. You must just stand up and you must address the people. No, it's not easy. A person is asking you for direction and he doesn't know how to go to a particular place, and you're like, just go straight. You know where the gas station is? No, he doesn't know. That's why he's asking you. So let us not be proud in the skill that Allah has given us. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْ. If Allah has given you a particular skill, then do not be proud and arrogant about it. Do not refuse it, but rather assist people as Allah has made it possible for you. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We do not descend but through the will of the Almighty. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. To Allah belongs whatever is ahead of us and whatever is behind us and whatever is between us. This could either refer in space or in tense. So in the future tense, that is in the knowledge of Allah, physically whatever is ahead of me belongs to Allah. Wama khalfana, behind me, either the past tense or in space, whatever is behind me belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wama bayna dhalik, and the present tense and the present location, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the scholars tell us, it belongs to Allah khalqan, milkan, and tasarrufan. Allah created it, Allah owns it, and Allah has access over it. So there's so many things people build, but they don't own. How many builders have put up so many homes, but the poor man doesn't own a roof? How many people own many roofs, but they didn't build it? How many people own certain investments, but they don't have access to it? A boy would say, I have X amount of money. Okay, his friend says, can you bring? No, my dad says, I'll only have it in the holidays, or when my investment matures, or when I hit the 60-year mark, or when this happens. So you don't have tasarruf. Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Malik, Allah is Mutasarrif. Allah created, Allah owns, and Allah has access. And then the verse ends, verse 64, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Allah does not forget. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he described Allah before Pharaoh, he said, لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Allah does not err and he does not forget. Just marvel at this amazing, well, every quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing. Allah never forgets. A simple thing. I brought my car keys in my room. I know I left it here on the table. There's one closet, there's one car, there's one room. And I'm like adamant that I left it here. And then my spouse tells me, probably in the kitchen. And I'm like, no, it's here. And my son says, well, maybe it's in the bedroom or it's in the dining room. And I am arguing, no, I know it's here. Only to discover I forgot it in the bathroom, or I left it, outside on the table, and I slipped up about one simple thing. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah never forgets. The indication of this ayah in this context is that whenever it is necessary for me to come down, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will surely dispatch me, and Allah will never forget. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Rely on that Allah who never dies, and ask from that creator and from that being who never forgets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the sweetness of dua. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.